RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and South Korea agree to cooperate in 7 sectors. Legal Aid Foundation sees no urgency in declaring Suharto a hero. Indonesia and Russia business ties hit new high. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government and the South Korean government have agreed to promote cooperation agreements in 7 sectors. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said those agreements are in the maritime, creative, industry, sport, geospatial, special economic zone, restoration of peatlands, and corruption eradication sectors. During a meeting in Seoul, Retno Marsudi added that around 500 South Korean businessmen attended a business forum with the Indonesian government. He stated that the agreements that were produced are worth $18 billion. Nevertheless, the minister added Indonesia and South Korea have agreed to accelerate cooperation on industry and creative industry sectors first. Director of Advocate of the Indonesian Legal Aid Foundation, Bahrain, said that there is no urgency in recognizing Suharto as a national hero. He also said that the move would lead to controversies in the public. Bahrain stated that it is Tan Malaka who has to be recognized as a national hero first because his thoughts were translated by Sukarno and Hatta to found this nation before independence. He remarked that all heroes that built the nation have to be recognized as national heroes. In addition, Bahrain said that by recognizing Suharto as a national hero, there will be the issue of the 1965 incident and the truth of history has to be revealed first. Business partnership between Indonesia and Russia marks a new high, with companies from both countries on track to seal a business deal worth total of $15.8 billion on oil refinery and power plant projects. Indonesia's and Russia's oil and gas giants Pertamina and Rosneft will sign a $13.8 billion deal to develop Tuban refinery in East Java, which is crucial in the country's drive to reduce reliance on oil imports. Russian President Vladimir Putin told a joint press conference after meeting with President Joko Widodo in Sochi, Russia, mulling a potential free trade zone, that there is strong interest from both countries to grow the partnership. He also unveiled an investment interest from Russia's Inter-RAO for 1.8 gigawatt power plant projects worth $2.8 billion. Russia's transportation and infrastructure firm JSC Russian Railways is also interested in developing a passenger rail track in East Kalimantan. According to President Joko Widodo, the government agreed to boost Russia's investment in Indonesia in the sectors of maritime infrastructures such as railway and port in Kalimantan, oil, energy, and electricity. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A number of bylaws banning alcoholic drinks have been scrapped as they run counter to presidential regulation on the control and supervision of alcoholic drinks. Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo said on Saturday that regional governments can, in principle, regulate the production and distribution of alcoholic drinks, but it should not run counter to the presidential regulation. The minister stated if the regional government did not want the production and circulation of alcoholic drinks in their regions, they should not issue a production license or permit distribution for shops, agents, malls, hotels, etc. The minister argued that if a regional government did not issue a license but finds that alcoholic drinks were circulating in an area, it means the product must be illegal and the regional government should raid such places. Last item. Amid reports of an unusual escalation in credit card account closures, the government is assuring the credit industry that its recent regulation enabling the tax agency to access the data of cardholders will not undermine the business. In the past couple of weeks, banks have questioned the policy that is aimed at detecting recalcitrant individual taxpayers, complaining that it is being implemented at the expense of the industry's growth. The authority was stipulated in a recent regulation issued by the Finance Ministry in March and is to take full effect starting on May the 31st. With the regulation, the Ministry's Directorate General of Taxation will have the authority to peep into the transaction data held by 23 lenders to find mismatches between taxpayer spending behavior and the income reports they submitted to the tax office. Director General of Taxation Ken Dwiju Gyastedi said on Friday that the closure of credit cards accounts was a temporary reaction as many recalcitrant taxpayers were intending to wipe out their financial records. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesia and South Korea agree to cooperate in 7 sectors. Legal Aid Foundation sees no urgency in declaring Suharto as a hero. Indonesia and Russia business ties hit new high. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from across Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news came from Sangihe, North Sulawesi. President Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala administration program to bring about the sea toll passage has started being realized by motor vessel Caraka Jaya Niaga 332 of PT Pelni docking in the port of Tahuna, Sangihe, North Sulawesi on Tuesday. The vessel was welcomed in a traditional ceremony by Sangihe government, represented by Regional Secretary Edwin Roring. Vessel Captain Jarot Wibowo said that the fixed route of Caraka Jaya is Makassar Tahuna, Lirung Morotai Tobelo Ternate Bambang. Every 21 days, the ship returned to Makassar port, likewise the other ports. Head of Sangihe Trade and Cooperatives Laha Mendu Olden said Caraka KM32 carries 43 containers to be unloaded at Tahuna port containing white sugar, white cement, flour, rice, and other material needs of communities known to be very expensive in Tahuna. With the presence of the sea toll passage, he added, prices will decrease and thereby increasing people's purchasing power. The next news came from Bogor, West Java. Kebun Raya Bogor or Bogor Botanical Garden, West Java, celebrated its 199 years anniversary on May the 18th. Head of the Center for Botanical Garden Plant Conservation of the Indonesian Institute of Science, Didi Widiatmoko, said the 199th anniversary would further strengthen its contribution as a last bastion of saving flora in the archipelago through the construction of botanical gardens-based conservation areas. He said flora rescued efforts in the form of a botanical garden is not a light task. It requires determination and strong commitment from all stakeholders, especially the garden itself. Bogor Botanical Gardens was established on May 18, 1817, by C.G.C. Reinwart, a German botanist, and was named Lands Plantation der Botanzorg. Initially, it was only used as an experimental garden for plantation crops to be introduced in the Netherlands Indies, but in its development, the establishment of the garden became the forerunner to the development of science in Indonesia as a forum for scientists, especially botanists, to develop the collection of plants according to the climate of Indonesia. Bogor Botanical Gardens until now has built several other branches in Cibodas, Purwodadi, and Eka Karya Botanic Garden in Bali. The next news came from Sukabumi, West Java. The Tourism and Culture Office of West Java Province has trained residents who live around Ciletuh Geopark Sukabumi to serve as tourist guides. The office head, Nunung Sobari, told Antara in Sukabumi on Tuesday that Ciletuh Geopark will become a world-class attraction because of that local residents are to be trained as tourist guides in order to provide the best service to visitors who come to the tourist attraction in the southern district of Sukabumi, West Java. According to him, the presence of tour guides is very necessary to boost tourist arrivals. The tourist attraction, which are located in three sub-districts, namely Ciracap and Surade and Ciracap. Moreover, by involving local residents, the surrounding community can enjoy the fruits of the tourism sector, which is currently a mainstay not only in Sukabumi, but West Java as well. Meanwhile, Head of Youth Sports, Culture and Tourism Sukabumi, Ahmad Riyadi, said every guide should master at least a foreign language or understand it to facilitate communication. He said every tourist guide must also have extensive knowledge about Ciletuh Geopark so no tourists, especially from abroad, are confused with the history, culture, art, and the potential of this Ciletuh Geopark. That was news from across Indonesia brought to you by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with the International Day for Biological Diversity, a United Nations-sanctioned International Day for the Promotion of Biodiversity Issues, which is currently held on May the 22nd. The International Day for Biological Diversity falls within the scope of the UN Post-2015 Development Agenda Sustainable Development Goals. In this larger initiative of international cooperation, the topic of biodiversity concerns stakeholders in sustainable agriculture, desertification, land degradation and drought, water and sanitation, health and sustainable development, energy, science, technology and innovation, knowledge sharing and capacity building, urban resilience and adaptation, sustainable transport, climate change and disaster risk reduction. Also, ocean and seas, forests, vulnerable groups including indigenous peoples and food security. The critical role of biodiversity in sustainable development was recognized in a Rio+20 outcome document called The World We Want, A Future for All. From its creation by the Second Committee of the UN General Assembly in 1993 until 2000, it was held on December 29th to celebrate the day the Convention on Biological Diversity went into effect on December 20, 2000. The date was shifted to commemorate the adoption of the Convention on May 22, 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit and partly to avoid the many other holidays that occur in late December. Over now to 1990, North and South Yemen are unified to create the Republic of Yemen. The Republic of Yemen was declared on May 22, 1990, a 30-month transitional period for completing the unification of the two political and economic systems was set. A unity constitution was agreed upon in May 1990 and ratified by the populace in May 1991. It affirmed Yemen's commitment to free election, a multi-party political system, the right to own private property, equality under the law, and respect of basic human rights. Last is from May 22, 1859, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born. Sir Arthur Ignatius Conan Doyle, who was born on May 22, 1859, and passed away on July 7, 1930, was a British writer and physician, most noted for creating the fictional detective Sherlock Holmes and writing stories about
him which are generally considered milestone in the field of crime fiction. He is also known for writing the fictional adventures of a second character he invented, Professor Challenger, and for popularizing the mystery of the Marie Celeste. He was a prolific writer whose other works include fantasy and science fiction stories, plays, romances, poetry, non-fiction, and historical novels. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Spotlight of this week entitled Lawmakers Agree to Start Discussing Bill on Tax Amnesty. Changes in the political map due to the decision of Golkar Party to support Joko Widodo Yusuf Kala administration has begun to have an impact on the House of Representatives. Chairman of Golkar, Novanto, has guaranteed the smooth discussion of the bill on tax amnesty. Along with the guarantee, all the factions in the parliament on Thursday also agreed to begin discussion on tax amnesty bill on Monday. Setia Novanto assured that Golkar will not changing attitude and become an opposition to the government policies in parliament. The first step is ensuring the smooth discussion on the bill in the House. He says that the tax amnesty bill must be executed as soon as possible. There are great expectations to raise money for the state there. Previously, the discussion on the tax amnesty bill in the House was constrained, although the chairman of the House of Representatives, Ade Komarudin, of the Golkar Party faction, repeatedly ensured the smooth discussion of the bill, yet rejections remain coming from a number of factions in the House. Some factions, including President Joko Widodo's Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, even did not want the tax amnesty deliberations resume when discussions on the Eradication of Corruption Bill, which is an initiative of the House of Representatives, is not guaranteed. Related to that, Setia Novanto also ensures the deliberation on the draft Anti-Corruption Commission will be the next. After the massive rejection of the public, the bill was postponed at the request of President Joko Widodo. Indonesia Movement Party Gerindra initially balked on the tax amnesty bill, but was already willing to discuss the bill now. Even the vice chairman of Commission 11 of Gerindra faction, Supriyatno, was designated as chairman of the working committee to discuss the tax amnesty bill with the government. Member of Commission 11 of the PDIP, Hendrawan Supratikno, asserts there is no more obstacles in the tax amnesty bill. All factions have agreed on Monday to start discussion of the bill. According to Hendrawan Supratikno, there are a number of crucial materials that will be discussed by the Working Committee on the Tax Amnesty Bill. One of them regarding the value of the money to be paid by applicant of tax amnesty to the state. In addition, there are also matters about impunity and the tax amnesty mechanism. Although many crucial problems that should be discussed, he believes the parliament and the government can finish the discussion quickly. Our House is targeting tax amnesty bill passed on July 2016 at the latest. That was Spotlights of the Week. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. The Indonesian government and the South Korean government have agreed to promote cooperation agreements in 7 sectors, including in maritime, creative industry, sport, geospatial, special economic zone, and many others. Director of Advocates of the Indonesian Legal Aid Foundation, Bahrain, said that there is no urgency in recognizing Suharto as a national hero. Business partnership between Indonesia and Russia marks a new high, with companies from both countries on track to seal a business deal worth total of $15.8 billion on oil refinery and power plant projects. A number of bylaws banning alcoholic drinks have been scrapped as they run counter to presidential regulation on the control of supervision of alcoholic drinks. amid reports of unusual escalation in credit card accounts closures, and the government is assuring the credit industry that its recent regulation enabling the tax agency to access the data of cardholders will not undermine the business. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, culture and tradition, also Indonesian cuisine. Today, I will invite you to Central Java, to be precise to Kebumen, to enjoy the beauty of Curug Cilancur. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Kebumen does have tremendous tourism potentials. The natural beauty of typical countryside has become the main attraction, like Curug Cilancur or Cilancur Waterfall, which is a tourist destination in the area. Curug Cilancur is precisely located in the village of Wadas Malang, Karang Sambung District, Kebumen. The air here is cool, and along the road leading to the waterfall, there is beautiful plantation area. Fascinating rice field terraces and pine trees that shade adds to the wonderful scenery around Cilancur Waterfall. Curug Cilancur is included in the area of Karang Sambung Geological National Nature Reserve. To reach it needs extraordinary struggle because visitors must pass through the trails on foot. Here, visitors should be careful because the road is located on the slopes of the hills at a height of 220 meters above sea level. Besides filled with weeds, the path is also rocky and only wide enough for just one person. To reach Cilancur Waterfall at an altitude of about 25 meters with a slope of about 60 to 90 degrees takes some extra stamina because one must pass through these ups and down roads. However, even it requires a hard struggle to get above Cilancur Waterfall, it is guaranteed that once you get over it and see the beauty of the waterfall, your fatigue will soon disappear. Freshness will immediately be felt when you wash your face and wash your feet in this Cilancur Waterfall. Curug Cilancur or Cilancur Waterfall seem to form a towering white line. Unlike waterfalls in general that have a water reservoir underneath, in Cilancur, the water crashes into a large rock to produce fresh water splash. At the time when the sun is in a perfect state, the splashing water on the wind look like colorful as rainbow. Besides the waterfall, Wadas Malang Village also has warm water springs. According to residents, the warm water springs that never dry, although in the dry season.
music. So if you happen to be in Central Java, precisely in Kebumen, do not forget to enjoy the solitude and beauty of Silancur Waterfall. Until tomorrow then, with another interesting topic.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, and even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing Makassar International Writer Festival 2016. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voa.co.id. Much can be done by writers to improve their skills. Besides a lot of practice, sharing experience with other writers is an interesting choice to do. Rumata Art Space tried to provide the opportunity for Indonesian writers. Since 2011, Rumata Art Space has organized Makassar International Writer Festival, or MIWF. This event was held again on 18 until 21 May 2016 in Makassar. The 6th MIWF took place in 7 locations and presenting 61 speakers or writers in 33 programs. In the program, some well-known writers and speakers from Indonesia and other countries participated to share their experiences and ideas on a variety of topics of choice. MIWF was attended by a number of foreign speakers, among others, the winner of spoken word Alia Gebert from Australia and Deborah Emmanuel from Singapore, German poet Marius Holt, producer Mira Lesmana, Dewi D. Lestari, Ika Natasha, and Aditya. The founder of Writers Makassar International Writer Festival, Lili Yulianti Ferit, in a press release said that this year the theme of MIWF is Read, inspired by the growing community of reading and libraries that are increasing in Indonesia. Lili explained, in addition to discussing the growth of literacy awareness in Indonesia over the last few years, there is a program that launched a number of books in this festival. According to Lili, annually, MIWF always brings special programs. In 2016, they introduced a concept of pop-up garden, a collaborative project that offered three theme parks, namely Reading Garden or Taman Baca, Flavoring Garden or Taman Rasa, and Lightning Garden or Taman Cahaya. In the Reading Garden, participants can enjoy the readings with a picnic atmosphere. Every afternoon at Flavoring Garden or Taman Rasa, participants can enjoy coffee and tea blends accompanied by poetry, while in Lightning Garden or Taman Cahaya presented up the career collaboration of choreographers, musicians Juang Bright and Dana Riza. Every night during the festival, thematic performances such as La Galigo, The Beginning, Makassar Kisah Sebuah Kota, Reklamasi and Senja Yang Hilang, and Refleksi Reformasi are shown. The talented young writers from East Indonesia that have been chosen in Emerging Writers Program also present his work at the festival. Lili Yulianti said that the entire program at the festival through the curation process in advance by team MIWF. This festival is a festival that involves writers, readers, change makers, the people who have great ideas and free. Makassar International Writers Festival MIWF 2016 opened on Wednesday, 18 May 2016 in front Rotterdam. This is the end of Miscellany for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. Listener, we would like to thank you for our listener wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadar in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Salim. Thank you for your email dated April 9, 2016. Welcome to our club. We hope that you always monitor our broadcast every day, so you can give your criticism or suggestion on our radio and for our radio improvement. And please don't forget to send your reception report of our broadcast. Well, Mr. Muhammad Salim Akhtar Shadar, we are really looking forward to receiving your next email. Thank you. And before we read another email, we'll play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Kau di sini.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Tim Braille in Malaysia. He was listening to our broadcast in German language through 9525 kHz at 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC on March the 30th, 2016. And the SINPO was very excellent, 55555. Unfortunately, at 8:58 hours UTC, there was interference from China Radio International, degraded reception to 53553. Hello, Mr. Tim Braille. Thank you very much for your email, dated March 31st, 2016. Even though there was interference from China Radio International, you are still tuned to our radio until the end of the broadcast. We really appreciate your enthusiasm to hear segment by segment of our broadcast. And as your request, we will send our QSL card to your address as soon as possible. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you very much. Well, Mr. Tim Braille, we are looking forward to receiving your next email. Maybe with your reception report in another language which is broadcast every day by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Rasa rindu ini kita tunda untuk semua.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Reinhold Sutskowski in Germany. In his email dated March 30th, 2016, Mr. Reinhold Sutskowski wrote that there is, at the moment, a problem with our program, which is on March 30th, 2016. On 9525 kHz, there was English and German program on air parallel and at the same time. And he wanted to write a reception report, but it is impossible to understand the German program. He said that it is a bad mixture of both languages. Hello, Mr. Reinhold Stutzkowski. Thank you very much for your attention and also your appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry on your inconvenience when you monitored our broadcast. And we will deliver your complaint to our technical division. And we'll fix the problem soon. And please keep on tuning to our radio. And don't forget to send your reception report. Okay, Mr. Reinhold Stutzkowski, wherever you are, we are waiting for your next email. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we will play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Semua berakhir sudah. Kita berpisah baik-baik saja. Jangan ingat hal yang membuatmu marah, apalagi membuatmu kecewa. Kita mengingatnya.
Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and also visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to info@voi.co.id, info@voi.co.id, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter @VoiIndonesia. You can also join our Instagram, Voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Rasa cintaku jangan rindu jangan. cukup ungkapkan sayangku padamu. Takkan cukup ungkapkan cintaku dan rindu. Takkan cukup ungkapkan sayangku padamu. Takkan cukup ungkapkan cintaku padamu. Takkan cukup ungkapkan sayangku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Kehilangan semudah itu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.